And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can get in on the conversation, as others have recently, by just emailing us. The question, Arthur, is why would you not buy the original if they all cost about the same thing? And why would you not pass that savings on? And why will dermatologists and plastic surgeons not pass that savings on to customers?
Well, you know, Mike, it's a great question. When I do Botox, I don't consider it that I'm buying and reselling a drug. I'm doing a procedure. You know, I'm doing a procedure, and there's a fee for my procedure. So, you know, you see people charge by the unit, which I don't think is appropriate, because it does tend to have doctors use more Botox, for instance. If they want to get more money for the treatment, and so they'll use more Botox if they charge by the unit. I charge by the procedure, so it doesn't matter. If I'm paying a certain amount for the Botox, a little less with one company, a little more for the other, it really wouldn't make a difference to me. So the doctor is going to be charging probably the same fee. I mean, there might be some that will buy the cheaper product, and if there is one, and then try and pass that along to get volume sales, you know, volume customers. You know, it'll be interesting, but I actually don't think there's going to be all that big a difference in the ultimate sales price of the four. And I think it's still an oligopoly when there's only four involved. You know, I don't know this for a fact, but I would believe that, you know, there's a little price setting probably. And I'm not sure about that. And whether or not it happens or not, you know, I don't know, but I can't imagine it doesn't, because otherwise, one of those products would probably be priced at about $100 instead of $500. And they're all pretty close. Kind of like cable TV, you know, you've got one choice or another choice. They're about the same price.
Now, so, tell us quickly, Arthur, because we have only about 3 minutes, the new uses for Botox that have been approved by the FDA.
Well, not approved by the FDA. These are just new uses that have been published. You know, it takes an awful long time for the companies to get FDA approval, but they're considered off-label uses, and they're perfectly legal. They're allowed. So the most interesting one was the Botox rhinoplasty. Botox rhinoplasty. This is so cool. We, you know, the nostrils flare. I see you flaring them right now when you're talking to me. You flare your nostrils and raise them up so we can knock out the muscle that flares the nostril and drop the nostril down. That's a very interesting use of Botox.
Well, that flare is supposed to be when you're excited or captivated or physically attracted to someone.
That's right. So now you won't be able to show it, Mike. You'll have to show it with chocolate instead. All right. So the other one, since we're running out of time, is they use Botox now to decrease oiliness of the forehead skin.
Oh, I need that. I need that so badly.
Oh, right.
No, my forehead gets so oily. I use tea tree oil papers.
Anyway, so Arthur, so that's the two new uses. And how much you must have to put a whole bunch of stuff down for that use for the if you will, the oil forehead.
How much? About 20 units, and it's placed about a quarter inch apart in a whole bunch of injections in the forehead, and it'll
so
do the job.
So it's just a few units, many
units.
Injections.
Mm-hmm. About 20 injections I do to get those 20
Would
units.
Would you say, though, that it's good to have oily skin, that it, like, reduces your wrinkles as you age?
No. Usually oily. It's a complex topic, and it differs by the age. So someone that's 15 like you, Bridget, it's different than someone who's 40 like Mike. So it's a very complex topic. Maybe another day we'll talk about oily skin and what we can do for it.
Yeah, I would love
and,
that.
And let's do that next week. Oily skin and what we can do for it coming up next week. But right now, it's the Real Age Tip of the Week. And this is one of my favorites because Bridget brought one in for me today. That's right. Cut heart disease risk and lose weight. It's a simple solution. A few walnuts and an apple. We docs don't take it personally if you start munching an apple today to keep the doctor away. In fact, we might take it badly if you don't. New evidence just keeps on polishing the apple of this biblical fruit, or the reputation of this biblical fruit, kicking it up from the Garden of Eden temptation to an age-defying miracle food. That's right. Apples can reduce inflammation in your body, lower your lousy LDL cholesterol, protect your ticker, and even help you lose weight. Not bad for a fruit that got Adam in such trouble. Even if you don't change one thing in your diet, simply eating a couple apples a day for 6 months reduces your artery-blocking LDL cholesterol by a stunning 20%. That's not all. The apple's pectin, found in the skin, wash it carefully, really wash it, because that's where the pesticides reside, if you will. The apple's pectin and anti-aging polyphenols don't just increase your fiber intake, which obviously is good for your overall health and regularity, they also reduce inflammation, cut your risk of cell and artery damage, which can lead to heart damage, by a bigger 30%. That'll do your heart good big time. Exactly how apple happy do you need to get? Aim for 2 to 3 fresh red beauties a day. For variety, 2.5 ounces of other apples will also do the trick. Or occasionally add 500 milligrams of apple pectin at the start of each meal. Mehmet does it with his green drink. He blends them in. That's the equivalent to 6 apples. The final kicker, you'll lose weight too. Even though the study participants added 240 extra calories a day from apples, they wound up losing 3.3 pounds at the end of 6 months, more than the other group. So bake them, sauce them, sprinkle them with cinnamon, add them to your oatmeal, and start eating your way to heart health. The Real Age effect of the You Diet. That's the full You on a Diet, the owner's manual to waste management, or a healthy moderation of the Mediterranean diet. That's right, 27 years younger than a fast food diet, or 13 years younger than most American diets. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. We'll be back next week, we hope you are, with young Dr. Perry, Joe Galuski, Bridget, and myself, answering your questions and trying to help you be the world's expert on your body. Thanks to Dr. Barnard today. Power of Foods for the Brain. Power Foods for the Brain. An effective 3-step plan to protect your mind. To Sonar for great engineering. And, of course, to you for listening. Thanks again.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.